Oh, Brenda, what a lovely smell.
I'll tell you all about it.
No, no, sorry. It's food, it's food. And you can just hear it being prepared in the background now, and I'll tell you all about it in a minute. Because if you're eating out this weekend at an Indian or a Mexican restaurant, have a look around the place and see if you can spot the usual bunch of lads who'll be loading themselves with grub so they've plenty of soakage for the night's drinking ahead. And the chances are, and keep an eye out for this, by the way, that two or three of them are going to try and kind of out-macho each other as to who can eat the hottest, spiciest thing on the menu. There is something, I don't know what it is, but something about lads sharing a Mexican or an Indian that always brings out a kind of an adolescent competitive streak in them. You know, mine is bigger than yours, I can do better than you can, or whatever. Anyway, TV presenter Jonathan Ross decided to do the macho thing a few years ago live on his BBC chat show. He decided he would have a go at what was then the hottest curry ever made, with, shall we say, some predictable results. Have a listen.
I must admit, I'm excited and a little bit scared about this last part of the programme, OK? There's a restaurant called The Cinnamon Club in London. They have produced what they claim to be the world's hottest curry. The dish is called the Bollywood Burner, and it uses chilies that are 100 times hotter than a jalapeno, all right? Now, I've got it here. It's been sent over from the restaurant for us to try this evening. Man, you can see that. It looks hot. It's like big, hot chilies in there. Before you eat it, you have to sign a form. Seriously, they won't sell it to you. They won't let you eat it. We had to agree I would sign this form before I try. It says, allow me to take part in the Bollywood Burner event. I'm going to sign this form. I am participating in the event of my own volition at my own risk. Wish me luck, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, fuck.
Oh, Brenda, I'm now very scared because the place is cluttered and littered with lovely foods and every kind of dish imaginable. You could feel the pain, though, from Jonathan Ross. Now, if you're one of those people who feel that you can handle food that comes with a health warning, well, you'd definitely be interested in our next guest, because British chili producer Salvatore Genovese has just launched into the UK market with his Super Nagas chilies. Now, these, let me tell you, are the hottest chili peppers commercially produced in the UK, and they come with their very own health warning, literally, which reads, do not touch without gloves. OK, Salvatore is on the line right now from Blenheim in Bedfordshire. And I'm also delighted to be joined in studio. You heard him there getting everything ready in Dublin by Ashish Dewan, who's the owner of the Jaipur Group of Indian Restaurants. Welcome to you, Ashish. Now, both of these men are going to try and convince you, the Mooney listener, that's all of you Irish people who wouldn't touch anything hotter than bacon and cabbage, to embrace all things hot and spicy. Ashish has even brought... Well, I'm just looking at them now. Very, very scary looking dishes. And I'm very afraid now for the first time in my life on air. Anyway, first of all, Salvatore, welcome to the Mooney Show. Can you tell us about these Super Nagas chili that you've just launched? What exactly are they? How hot are they?
They're maybe too hot for you. They're too hot for me, I would say. I'm not one of these nutters who's going to eat a whole one, as we keep seeing on YouTube at the moment. There's quite a few going around at the moment. In what I would normally have a little millimetre square, and I'm in trouble.
Wow.
Simple as that, really. Small amounts only.
First of all, I'm just thinking now of your Salvatore Genovese. Sounds a small bit Italian, anyway.
Little bit, yeah. I know my parents originate from Sicily in Italy. They moved over to England in the 60s and started growing cucumbers in the 70s. So it's a bit extreme. We used to be cool, and now we've gone hot. A bit extremist. Sort of change, really.
And why then started growing chilies in Britain? What was the thought process behind all of that?
I got to my mid-20s. I think at that age, experimental. And I wouldn't say I got fed up with growing cucumbers, but I just toyed with a few plants. And it got bigger and bigger and bigger to the point where we stopped growing cucumbers and it's just all gone down to chilies. You know, now we're sort of knocking out there sort of 15 tons of chilies every single week. All the supermarkets in the UK.
And I wouldn't normally think of the UK as being the best place to grow chilies. I would have thought that they were all an import from abroad.
Yeah, that used to be the case, absolutely. You know, it started 15 years ago, you know, an English chili was, you know, that was rare, absolutely. But, no, in glasshouses in England, it's not a problem. You know, we can be producing from April sort of up to Christmas. No problems at all. So can be done, can
and
be done in England.
Special growing conditions, what temperature do you need? Do you have them in polytunnels?
Well,
how does it work?
We don't want super hot, you know, it's not a sort of plant that needs sort of 30, 40. As long as you can keep it around the 20 degrees, chili plant is super happy. You know, it doesn't want anything over 28, but then again, doesn't want it really cold, doesn't want below 15 either. So nice sort of average summer conditions are fine. But it's very difficult to grow them outdoors to get a good commercial crop, I would say. You know, you need glasshouses.
Well, now tell us a bit about the Super Naga then and the various different sorts of chilies that you grow. Because I would be, I mean, if I was ordering Indian, I suppose it's chicken tikka masala, which I know isn't a native Indian dish or whatever. And I would prefer it to, a korma is too mild for me or whatever. But how hot is Super Naga? Give us the scale of 1 to 10.
Well, 11. It is, I can assure you, if not higher. Mm. Yeah, no, it's lethal, absolutely lethal. Just, you know, it's very, very hot, that's all I can say, really. You know, we started growing jalapenos sort of 15 years ago, and that was sort of seen as hot. And then we got into sort of hot red chilies, and then finger chilies, bird eyes, and we started growing Scotch bonnets, and that was like a world record at the time in the Guinness Books. And then all of a sudden this naga started turning up, you know, quite a few years ago, and that's just, you know, completely taken over, you know, how hot chilies are.
And who do you think would be using these, and how much do you need to use when you're cooking?
Well, I think that's probably more our friend Ashish, your chef, but it's the Indians, really. Assam region is where it all started from many, many years ago. Obviously, we have in England, probably as island, we have lots of Indian restaurants, and they started to popularise it. But now we've actually put it on the shelves of the supermarkets, so it's really available, which is helpful, really.
But with a warning that do not touch without gloves?
Yeah. I got told off a while back. I was in sort of a newspaper and I was shown holding one and everybody was slating me for it. You know, why are you holding it? The press says you can't hold it. But I was holding it by the stalk. But as soon as you break it open, honestly, you've really got to be careful. I do open them occasionally without gloves on and it's amazing. You know, it just goes on your eyes. It lingers on your fingers. It really flipping hurts. It really is sensible to put gloves on. It's not a scare tactic, sort of to get the people to it. Mm. It really is advisable to wear gloves when shopping.
Now, I know chilies are measured in Scoville units, only because I've been told that. I wouldn't have known it automatically myself.
It's like a Richter scale sort of thing, really.
But how hot is the Super Naga in terms of Scoville units?
Well, we're over a million. I think that's always, you know, you're super hot if you're over a million. You know, it's like a sort of club that the chilies go into once you sort of hit that level. You know, years ago, sort of 500,000 was absolutely, you know, sort of plutonium. But now, I don't know where we've gone to now. I think NATO is probably going to pop round one day to sign up for them. But no, about 1.12 million, I think we're out. There are hotter ones out there. You know, I think there's even talk now of some approaching the 2 million mark.
It's beginning to hot up here in the studio. Ashish Dhawan, stay with us there, Salvatore. Ashish,
sure.
Of the Jaipur group there. Obviously, you're involved in Indian cuisine all your life and you have brought in... Well, can you describe, first of all, a wonderful... I'm seeing green peppers or chilies. I'm seeing red chilies. I'm seeing what looks like ordinary yellow rice, saffron rice. And then I have... there's hopefully something that looks like a little bit of a cucumbery kind of a dish.
This is what gives food hope out here. I mean, this is your standard chili that you get in supermarkets.
You're pointing to the red and
the red and
green
the green
chilies.
Ones, nice and fat, fairly straight.
Yeah.
You know, that's a chili that's not going to kill you. You know, the smaller, the bendier it gets, that's where the trouble begins. I think that's the general thumb rule that we've grown up with. The bird's eye chili grows upwards and it's very hot.
It's one of the few that faces the sun, the sky. And by the way, bird's eye is not the trademark of the we would think of fish fingers and all that sort of stuff. No, this is simply the name.
This is simply the chili that sort of is used in most Oriental stuff. It's not that sort of widely used in Indian food, but in Thai and Far Eastern curries, I think that's where it's used from. We grew up eating chilies and, you know, and chilies, you have to have a level of tolerance. Some people in India don't eat chilies. Some people out here eat chilies as, you know, the way people eat chilies in the UK with the vindaloo and the tinderloo, you know, it's something that was a completely novel concept to me. I didn't think people could endure that pain threshold.
Well, your pain threshold, exactly right. I mean, why do people associate it with some sort of a macho, I'm stronger, I'm braver than you, I can tolerate pain, I'll take this?
I have no idea. I think it's a complete Anglo-Indian thing. When the curry was brought over to England, and I think it's now, chicken tikka masala is the national dish, but Vindaloo, if you look at the humble origins of Vindaloo has, no bearing on its current form today. Vindaloo is a Portuguese dish, when they said the chili travelled back to India through Christopher Columbus.
Mm-hmm.
Vin is vinegar or wine, considering the fact that we didn't have wine out there, it was replaced by vinegar, and aloo is an Allium sativum, which is garlic. So aloo as in garlic. So it was a pickle, a meat pickle with vinegar and garlic, and it's taken on a completely different form in the UK, and people come and demand, say that I want this hotter than hot. And it's to each one. If he can bear with it, so be it.
Brenda's going to ask you a question in a moment. I'm going to try something first of all. Brenda, you may indeed have to continue on
okay,
the rest of the
you
show.
Go ahead.
But can you give me something mild first of all?
That absolutely.
I'm really worried about this.
Now I'll tell you what. Have everything with rice. I'm going to get you some rice.
Okay, so saffron rice or whatever.
Saffron rice and a simple thing. It's some yogurt that's got chilies in it. So it's basically the chilies lend a little bit of flavor to the yogurt, and it's curried slightly, and you can have it with the raita, which is the antidote. That's where Salvatore started off, cucumber raita.
So how hot is this in terms of what you...
No, this is edible. I mean, this is... when I say edible, depends. I mean, it lends a certain flavor to it,
Very nice.
It doesn't kill you, and... For us, chili is an underlying flavour. I mean, we use it as a condiment, not as a spice.
That's absolutely fine with an afterbite.
Yeah.
I'm having another little mouthful.
Yeah, but you have
I have this
cucumber yogurt with it, which is cooling it all down, Angus. Oh, you're going a little bit red there.
No, I'm not.
I absolutely am. Get him
okay.
some water.
No, I'm ready for something slightly hotter than that now, please.
Right.
I'm handing back my plate.
Okay.
Great stuff.
I'd like to say thank you to everybody whom I've ever known.
Oh, we are getting the aftertaste. What is in the aftertaste?
No, it's absolutely fine.
Can I ask a question, Salvatore?
Sure.
Okay. What I want to know is, I don't really like chilli, only maybe, to add a little tiny flavour to a dish. I'm not one of these people that needs to load it on, and I get a bit upset if there's loads of it in a meal. So what I want to know is, can you explain, with this super naga, what is the buzz of the taste? Is the buzz the actual aftertaste of it? Or is it the actual challenge of getting it into you in the first place?
I actually cooked some a couple of nights ago. I rarely do it, but I better have a go, to be honest. It actually gives a different aroma to a normal chili. It's incredibly fruity. When you break it open, the aroma just hits you in the nose. And when you cook with it, you get that just completely different to normal chili. It is hot. No problems whatsoever, but only put a small amount in. But it's just the flavour it gives. It's like adding an extra spice to the Indian food, I would say, personally. I don't know if Ajish would agree with me on that. It's a completely different flavour.
I understand. I mean, I've seen these chilies that come down, from Assam and Bangladesh. And I'll tell you what, I have a great difficulty in sort of recommending for them to be used in food, because unless you've sort of grown up and your palate knows that, I personally think it's absolutely lethal. It's suicidal to go out and even use them in food.
Just before we continue, Ashish, will you tell me what I'm about? I've gone on to...
All right, okay.
I've moved from primary school up to secondary school now.
All right.
What am I about to have now?
I've just given you something that, we have the hottest dish on our menu, is something called Lal Mas. It comes from Rajasthan.
Mm-hmm.
It uses the Rajasthani chili, which is sort of sun-dried. It lends a nice smokiness as well, but it's got the heat as well. I've topped it up to a level that, people ask for. So if somebody comes over from the UK and say, what's the hottest dish in the menu? This is what we present to them. So you're about to go out and have a bite of that.
This is much hotter than the previous one.
It is hotter than the previous one,
Okay. Will I need to go to the loo immediately?
Have the ad break
on
standby.
Okay, hang on. Brenda, it's a far, far greater thing I do now.
Okay.
Or maybe I shouldn't have taken such a big mouthful.
That was a very big mouthful, Angus. Can I just say, Ashish, you have a beautiful voice. It's very deep and...
Is it good for radio? Do you think I can get a job here?
I think you could certainly get
absolutely,
a job
Brenda.
In radio.
I'm going to handle my CV down here.
Do the ladies listening to the programme today agree that Ashish has a beautiful voice? Touch of the Sean Connerys about it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Why am I not feeling that's remotely
give
hot at
minute.
All?
Give it a minute.
You give it a minute because it's... You see, this
the
is...
Me now. Honestly, there's no heat in that for me at the moment.
I mixed in the writer with it. You see, that's the point I was trying to say, that if you're going to have some...
hashish.
Can I have another bit of that?
Oh, yes. And now I'm going to give it to you without the writer. And yeah, I think let's go out and...
I can't feel that at all, Fergus.
Great.
Honestly.
That's great.
I probably can't feel anything after this item.
As I said, have the ad break on standby.
Okay, that's it, yeah.
All right, now this is without the lovely coolings. Okay. So this is exactly what I've just had?
That's it, yeah.
Okay.
Don't have too big a mouth for length.
Is this a big mouthful?
That's okay.
Oh, that's all right, yeah.
Well, he's saying nothing. In fact, he's still saying nothing.
What do you think?
That's not... Unless I'm missing the point here. That's lovely.
That's nice, isn't
that's
it?
That's really, I mean, really
that's
nice.
That's how it's meant to be had.
That would be classed as a hot one.
It's got... Because, you see, the reason I brought this as opposed to anything else, if you get a nice smoky taste of it, you know, you can... This is edible. You know, you can spice this up. You know, you can add a lot of chilies. You can have this. And the way Indians eat their chilies, I mean, the way we have, you know, it's pickled. Or you have it on the side.
Unless there's something you're not telling me, or unless you're a devious person, I nearly said a devious bee. I've been to primary school, that's the secondary. Am I ready for university? Is there something hot enough?
I'm sure. Now, what I'm going to do is...
It's really nice.
Yeah, it is. Now, you know, this is...
Ashish, why do we love Indian food so much, us Irish? We've really taken to it, haven't we?
We have. I think, number one, we've all travelled a bit now, you know, and I guess, you know... What has happened is that there is a lot of Indian restaurants here today, and it's just that we've opened our palates to the world, and Indian just seems to be there. And you know, considering the fact that our closest neighbours down there have it as a national sort of cuisine of the country, you know, we're catching up very quickly.
But the climate is important. So if you're in a sweaty climate, the chilies help to kind of create sweat, therefore to cool you down. Whereas maybe we don't need it here.
We don't need it here. I mean, I've always sort of had the point. You know, if you're trying to get the hops out of your body after 25 pints, I presume you might want to need that. Go out and have one of those mad curries. But apart from that, I think. You know, we should be okay. I'm going to ask you to have...
Don't give him anything to cool it down.
No, I'm not going to try and...
Thank you, Brenda, for that collegiate friendship that you just handed across. Okay.
Right. Just cut the tip of that and I'm going to give you some rice with that as well. And no writer this time and we'd see how you fare on that.
Right.
The idea is not to kill you, but, you know, I presume...
You know, Ashish, if it happens, you know.
the end of this... The very end of it.
The small end of it, just take this and tuck into your rice and see how you cope. Or you can hold it in your hand and take a bite of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just the last bit down here.
Just the last bit, yeah.
Just, I've a kind of... It looks like a broad bean. But it's a long chili, and I'm going to bite maybe, I don't know, a tiny bit off the
more end. Than a millimetre.
Should children eat chili in their food? You know, the way you know their palates are developing, and that is it a good thing to introduce. Do you think?
I think it's a great thing to introduce. It's yet another flavour, I guess. Mm-hmm. I mean, eventually they're going to come across that.
Okay, still say, oh, he's going again.
He's going
for
again.
Another bite.
Yeah, he's doing very well out here.
I'll tell you one thing. Maybe I have lived in a cocoon for the last while, thinking that I couldn't take anything hot.
Yeah.
As I said, unless there's an afterburn on this that'll happen in 15 minutes' time, and if people who are going into the drive time studio see me running to the loo, shouting and roaring and holding me rear end.
No, but that's the whole thing. You see, I think still people
that's
have.
Beautiful.
You know, people have this misnomer that, oh, I don't like Indian food because it's too hot. Not, you know, none of that. And that is loaded up with chilies and green chilies that have been steeped in yogurt. You know, it takes the heat away. And that's the point I'm trying to make that, you know, you can cope with Indian food. Mm. You know, it's not all hot and steamy. I mean, you don't have to start off with the vindaloo, but don't sort of go out and say, just ask for the norm, which is a chicken tikka masala, or come and just graduate up. Talk to the guys who are serving you and saying, listen, I want to try something, you know, not too hot.
Will you refuse to serve somebody if they want extra? I mean, I've heard...
No, not at all. I mean, it's a man's choice. I mean, it's anybody's choice.
Or a woman's, indeed.
Or a woman's choice, and people come down, and I think the person who eats the hottest, most amount of chilies in our restaurant that we know, who comes to us regularly, is a woman. And she can eat stuff I can't eat, or anybody in the restaurant can. We can't even touch that. She takes the hottest curry, which I find personally that, you know, it's beyond sort of my threshold. And then we give her these chilies on the side, and she uses all these pickles as condiments on the side. Well, so maybe.
But Salvatore, I always feel that eating should be a pleasurable experience. It should, you know. You salivate, absolutely. You get the taste buds are excited or whatever. So I don't understand the concept of somebody wanting to endure pain in order to have their food. But certainly from what I'm having at the moment now, but I'm not too far up with the Scoville units, I think, but it's lovely.
Well, one thing I found is, you know, before I started growing chilies, I was not a chili eater at all. You know, I really, you know, was shy away from them. But obviously, once you start growing them, you've got to try them. And it's come to the point now, really, I can't eat unless there's some chili on the food. But it's only a minimal amount I'm looking for, you know, as she's saying. You know, you haven't got to blow your brains out. A small amount is very, very pleasurable. It's like putting salt on food. You get used to that. And if you don't, then it becomes bland. And chili then is exactly the same, we feel. It is a flavour. You know, don't see it as a super hot spice to blow your brains out. Just see it as an accompaniment. It just gives you that little back heat, and it's absolutely fantastic. That's the way it should be used. There's no need to just have to load and load and load chili on. You know, that's just being silly and playing games. You know, we're not proposing that at all. Small amounts are fine. The nagas, which are absolutely super hot, just use a tiny amount. You know, that's all you've got to do. As you'll find in this afternoon, really, trying it.
Mm. I'm very, very surprised. Salvatore, thank you so much for joining us and good luck with your super nagas. Is there anything finally you'd like me to try here now, Ashish? And also, you might just mention the benefits of people eating chilies because it does seem to help your health.
You know, it does. I mean, like I said, you know, the biggest thing out there, if you go down and research the chili, the first thing it tells you that it's great in the climatic conditions we spoke about earlier. And also, it's quite an appetite suppressant. And you wouldn't believe it. And again, if you look at why chili has taken so long to come up on all the scales, is because when pepper came in, it was too expensive and people couldn't. And it was a poor man's replacement of the pepper because pepper was a traded commodity. Today, chili is a traded commodity as mm-hmm. well. But on the scale, so, you know, people ate lots of food. And when you didn't have lots of food, you just gave them a chili and you say, well, that satiates you completely. And, you know, now they're doing lots of research on it. They say it's good for sort of, you know, it releases the right set of sort of
endorphins. And it burns
endorphins,
fat for people?
Burns fat for people. And, you know, like I said, I was reading up on it and they're taking that it to the next level and they're saying they're going to try and see whether it works in cancers and stuff. I mean, I find it, you know, but I guess these guys are medical. And the best use, I think the largest consumers of chili peppers, and I think that's where Salvatore will have a clear market, is the people who, you know, use pepper spray. And, you know, these sauces that have skulls on their heads, which say that this sauce is certainly going to blow your head off.
Well, I have to say, I've watched Adam Richman on that bizarre television program called Man vs. Food, and it just seems to be obesity city. It's just crazy. But I have really, really enjoyed that. I'm very surprised. I do have a tingling on my lips now and on my tongue. Only a mild tingling. I thought it would be much, 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 much worse. I'm quite proud of myself.
Great.
Take a little bit so
you're never going to ask for a tikka masala or a korma the next time?
Well, I think I'm going to just
absolutely.
Try and push
we're going
to
have your own, you know, put you through the graduation test.
All right, I'll see if I can get the university
great
degree.
Stuff.
Thanks to Salvatore Genovese and also thanks to Ashish Dewan from Jaipur Restaurants for coming in today. That was really, really fascinating.
Great.
Brian in Rathkeel in Limerick says, Angus, my wife Lorraine grows lovely chilies called Bishop's Crown, great in a stew or a curry. And Phil says, in England, we never have an Indian meal before going drinking. We haven't found an Indian hot enough over here yet, says Phil.